With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump is not ruling out use of the Insurrection Act to deploy National Guard troops in cities and states that are fighting such deployments. The city of Chicago and the state of Illinois have gone to court.
The president has portrayed Chicago and other U.S. cities as war-ravaged and lawless and argued they need federal involvement. But the lawsuit alleges that Donald Trump's long-declared war on Chicago and Illinois is unlawful and dangerous. A federal judge did not immediately block the deployment of National Guard troops, but gave the Trump administration 2 days to respond to Illinois' lawsuit. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israelis are marking 2 years since the deadly Hamas terror attack that touched off the Gaza war.
Hamas units had stormed army bases, farming communities, as well as the outdoor music festival, killing some 1,200 people, mostly civilians, including women, children, and old adults. 251 others were abducted. Around 20 of them are believed by Israel to still be alive.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma, our military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, says the Middle East poses numerous challenges to the peacemakers.
The Iranians may have been quieted for a while, but they're not gone. The Hezbollah's rebuilding. Hamas is, albeit significantly diminished, it still has its psychological aspects, and some other fighters continue to exist. So there's been compromise in the midst, but certainly the tragedy of 2023 is on everyone's mind as we go forward.
Today, day 7 of the government shutdown, no end in sight. For a fifth time, the Senate has failed to pass a Republican spending bill that would end the shutdown. On Wall Street, Dow futures 61 points lower. This is SRN News. Muslim terrorists launched new attacks on Christians in Mozambique.
ISIS is claiming responsibility for murdering at least 30 believers and burning a church to the ground. The violence has also displaced tens of thousands of people and is taxing the government's limited ability to control its own territory. Muslim terrorism is surging in sub-Saharan Africa, with active terror cells operating in Somalia, Nigeria, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, and Burkina Faso. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews in the United Kingdom are unnerved by this month's deadly attack on a synagogue in Manchester. Some say they feel forgotten by a society that's allowed anti-Semitism to grow unchallenged over the last 2 years. Other British Jews say that politicians have failed to reject anti-Jewish speech or protect Jews from hate crimes. Simon Burton, a Manchester native, says, "We are Jews, but we are English. We've lived in Manchester for 150 years. We belong here." This is SRN News. Worldwide oil production is expected to increase.
A group of countries that are part of the OPEC Plus alliance of oil exporting countries has agreed to a small boost in oil production, citing a steady global economic outlook. The group said after a virtual meeting on Sunday that it will raise oil production by 137,000 barrels per day in November, the same amount it announced for October. The group has been raising output slightly in a series of boosts all year after announcing cuts in 2023 and 2024. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The crash of a medical helicopter on a highway in Sacramento, California, has left 3 people in critical condition. The injured 2 women and 1 man were on board the copter, which crashed around 7 last night on eastbound Highway 50 in Sacramento. Authorities say there was no patient on board the helicopter at the time of the crash. More details at SRNNews.com.